The Science Fiction Spotlight is shining on Detroit this week. The Motor City will be hosting the 2014 North American Science Fiction Convention from July 17th to the 20th. Jim Hines is a fantasy novelist from Michigan. He's one of the three masters of ceremonies for the big convention known as DetCon 1. Jim, take us to DetCon 1. It's the first day. You're all there at the Detroit Marriott Renaissance Center. What's going on and who's there?
Well, you've got a convention center full of authors and fans and basically just a hotel packed full of geeks. A lot of running around, a lot of friends catching up with each other. And, of course, because you have a bunch of authors there, there will be people hanging out in the bar.
Now, tell us how this gathering differs from the comic cons that we have seen here in Southeast Michigan for many years. I know there's a huge one in Chicago where you've got, you know, Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, and you've got the artists and the action heroes and the TV stars. How is this different?
I'd say that the big difference is a lot of the comic cons tend to be focused more on the media and the comic and the anime side of things, whereas DetCon 1 has more of a literary focus in that we're looking at the novels, the stories, and the authors. It's not that one is better or worse than the other. It's just a somewhat different focus.
I know it's called DetCon 1 because each of these conventions gets its own special name. And I noticed the website for DetCon 1, Jim, promises a true Michigan experience. What does that mean?
For starters, we'll have a lot of the Michigan fandom contingent there, a lot of Michigan authors. They're talking about their work, talking about the genre. And well, it's a little bit of a spoiler, but I can also tell you that we'll be doing opening ceremonies and trying to talk a bit about Michigan culture, you know, trying to explain to people what a Youper is versus a troll, introducing people to the idea of Verners, all of the really important Michigan cultural things.
You have written award-winning fantasy novels and series and more than 40 published short stories. You have won a Hugo Award in 2012 for your writing. I'm wondering, what does fantasy mean to you as a writer and also someone who just loves the genre?
Oh, great question. I've been a geek for pretty much as long as I can remember. And I think what I love about science fiction and fantasy especially is the possibility, the sense of wonder, that there are no rules, there are no limits. And whether it's reading or creating the story, those moments that you just get to ask, well, what if this, and run with an idea and create that sense of wonder, there's nothing like it.
Now, I understand you're working on a fantasy series set in northern Michigan?
I am. The first book was called Libriomancer. It is about a librarian from the UP who has the ability, he can reach into books and pull out anything that fits through the pages. So he gets to run around with laser blasters or lightsabers or whatever it takes. And over the course of the series, he fights vampires and werewolves and, well, I don't want to spoil anything, but he is helped by a pet spider who sets things on fire and a dryad who runs around with a pair of wooden swords. It's been a lot of fun being able to work in some of the Michigan landmarks. I've gotten a lot of reader response from people who live in Michigan who have been really excited to see, oh, the Mackinac Bridge or Fort Michilimackinac or, hey, this scene's over on MSU's campus, and it's just been a blast.
The 2014 North American Science Fiction Convention, running from July 17th through the 20th. It's at the Detroit Marriott Renaissance Center. And you can get all kinds of details at their website. It's detcon1.org. And we should note that's the number one, not the word, detcon1.org. And we've been talking with Michigan fantasy writer and master of ceremonies for DetCon 1, Jim Hines. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Cindy.